Poll shows majority of New Yorkers support Trump on deportation. By Warner Todd Houston on December 11, 2024. A recent poll of registered New York voters conducted by the Siena College Research Institute finds that a clear majority supports President-elect Donald Trump's plans to deport illegal migrants. The Siena poll, taken early this month, asked respondents if they support Trump's plans. When it comes to any efforts the Trump administration will take to deport migrants living illegally in New York, do you think New York State should support or oppose the federal government's efforts to deport migrants? The response was stark, with 54% overall saying that the Empire State should support the federal government's efforts to deport illegals, while only 35% said the state should oppose the federal deportation efforts. Support was in the majority all across the board, with 56% of whites supporting the federal efforts to deport, 37% opposed, 51% of blacks in support, versus 37%, and 47% of Latinos joining them, with 36% opposed. The results by religion were similar, with 61% of Catholics supporting deportation, 59% of Protestants in support, and 50% of Jewish respondents in support of Trump's deportation plans. The poll was also heavily tilted toward Democrats, with 49% of respondents self-identifying as Democrat, while only 22% identified as Republican. Meanwhile, state Democrats are continuing to loudly proclaim their deep support for illegal migrants and standing in opposition to Trump's deportation policies, despite what the voters want. This week, New York City Deputy Mayor for Health and Human Services Ann Williams Isom told Newsweek that she was deploying city attorneys to dream up every way they can to help the city obstruct Trump's deportation plans. "The fear that I've been seeing amongst our new arrivals has been really disturbing and heartbreaking," Williams Isom told the magazine. "So, we want to let people know that we will continue to protect them." She added, "We are a sanctuary city. There are laws that require that we don't give information to ICE when they come here. Our job is to serve New Yorkers, and that's the ones which are here and the ones that are coming here," she insisted. Meanwhile, New York Governor Kathy Hochul has been a cheerleader for mass migration, calling the wave after wave of illegals a boon to businesses seeking cheap employees. Also, in August, she extended her emergency order to allow her to continue throwing billions of tax dollars at freebies and care for illegal migrants. However, she and New York Mayor Eric Adams, both heavy supporters of illegal migrants, have come under much pressure to soften their sanctuary rules and to work with the incoming Trump administration on deportation issues. Hochul has even performed a partial about-face by suddenly claiming she now supports the deportation of migrants convicted of crimes in the U.S. Despite the lip service from Hochul, state Democrats recently moved to strengthen, not weaken, sanctuary laws by filing a bill that would make it even harder for New York police agencies to work with ICE officials to deport criminal aliens. The Siena poll of 843 registered New York voters taken between December 2 to 5 poll has a margin of error of plus or minus 4.1%. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.